What's up, everybody? You're now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. Today we have a special caller that I can't wait to talk with you guys. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome person. I love his personality. But let's dive right into what he wants to share with us.
Hello, I have a question, and I was coming from a place where we were playing an anti-bullying match card game, and I had a question dealing with my grandson, and he was saying that if someone bullies him, they should embarrass the child. They should, you know, get together a group of his friends and shame the bully so that he can feel how he feels. And I want to ask you a question referring to my grandson about shaming bullies. Should we teach our kids to shame a bully? Thank you. Can't wait to hear the answer so I can share it with my grandson. Thank you, son. God bless.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to dig right into this. I want to dive into a little bit more of this in another episode because there's layers sometimes to some of these questions. And what we're talking about today is, should we shame the one who's doing the bullying? Should they get a taste of their own medicine? Is that the proper way of exposing them to the point where they get to a place of stopping, a place of understanding, a place of knowing what it feels like, what they're doing, so this makes them stop? Let me share a couple of things with you. And again, I say we're going to break this down in another video because there's layers to a lot of these questions, which are great questions. And we want to talk about knowing the behavior of a bully, understanding why they're bullying, understanding what they're going through, understanding what's causing them to harm or humiliate someone else. What is pulling that out of them? What do we know about their setting at home? What do we know about the people that's in their lives? What things are challenging them that's out of our atmospheres? This is very important. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not justifying anything that a person does that's called bullying. We're not justifying, we're not giving them a pass. We're just trying to break down some understanding. So when we identify reasons why this person is doing what they're doing, we're able to respond to each one accordingly. All right? Because we said in previous videos, hurt people hurt people. Once again, I might have to put it at the bottom of this video. We are not justifying. But shaming a bully is wrong. Trying to scare someone scared straight, as you've seen in certain shows, is not the solution, nor is it the answer. Because what happens is you're putting a band-aid over a bullet wound. When we are doing something aggressive to get instant results, not digging deep, understanding why that person is hurt or why that person is attacking other people, what we're doing is we're going to get instant results in making them stop. Now, they may stop for that moment, but we're not developing a new behavior. We're not developing their character. We're not pulling that stuff up out of them from the root of where it's coming from. They may be getting abused at home. They may be getting bullied in the third bell, so they decide to bully in the fifth bell. They may find someone weaker than them because the person that's bullying them is seeing them as a weak person. We don't know. And again, this is not to justify. Right is right, wrong is wrong. We will talk about it in another video on disciplining them and consequences and punishments, which all is very important. All these components need to be implemented with someone who's bullying. But at the same time, what I love to start off with is empathy. Understanding where they're coming from, understanding what's going on psychologically with them, and knowing that if we can get them to communicate about those things, get them to express the hurt that's in their lives, it brings forth an empathy in most cases with that person that's bullying. So I want to encourage you guys today, if you see anyone doing any bullying, don't try to bully them out of bullying. Don't try to shame them. Don't even expose them. Don't try to embarrass them or humiliate them, because you will get instant results sometimes in causing that person to stop for this particular reason because of what you're doing. But please believe it is not healing them. And that's what we want to do here at Leave a Message. We want to encourage the listener to heal the child, to heal the person, to encourage the person, to take them on a path of healing and understanding for their actions, rather than to scare them straight or to try to humiliate them or hurt them. Because exposing does not work. Embarrassing does not work. Shaming them does not work. But coming alongside them, identifying the problem, developing some consequences, developing some discipline, but at the same time, giving them some alternatives that they have a person in their corner. They have an understanding that they're loved too, that they're valuable. And when you place a person in a position to feel valued, their behavior change. And when their behavior change, you can now educate them with resources. You can now educate them with tools and tactics. You can now educate them on steps on how to behave in kindness, behave with respect with your friends or with the other students or with other people. So I want to encourage you guys to remember value in a person. Everyone has value. And if a person knows that they have value, you can adjust their behavior. And if you can adjust their behavior, you can now educate them on what they're doing towards a more positive solution rather than a scare straight solution or putting them on blast or embarrassing them or letting them feel how this bully feels, or excuse me, rather letting them feel how this person being bullied feels, thinking that's going to change them. That's not going to change them. Even if they feel exactly what that bully feels, that is not the proper solution nor an alternative to correct character, to correct behavior permanently. This is Roshan Lindsay. You were tuned in to Leave a Message. This is one of many videos that I believe we now to break down some of this so that we can get to a place of understanding people who are bullying, not to justify, but to give them a position that we are here to help them out of this behavior. And if you have a question, you have a comment, you have a testimony, praise report about bullying, please call us at 757-447-4238. And if you don't have an anti-bullying match card game, please get one at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. Also, we are trying to bring awareness to bullying on YouTube. So please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Let us know what you think about some of the videos at Anti-Bullying Match Card Game. That's the name on all platforms. Just show us some support so that we can bring more awareness to bullying. But we're going to bring it in a way that we encourage our people into kindness. We're going to encourage them into love. We're going to encourage them into respect rather than try to beat them into submission out of a bad behavior. This is Roshan Lindsay. Peace.